Vegas had an underside that everyone suspected but never really got to see in action. Somewhere down the line, Kevin and his friends had come right up against that darker side. Though April's experiences as a stripper and a call girl had nothing to do with card counting, she represented the part of Vegas you didn't read about in the guidebooks. "Do you like Vegas?" I asked. She paused, surprised by the question. Then she shrugged. "I like money. In the real world, I'd be working behind a register. Even though I can't make the lineup at the Paradise anymore, I can make a great living bouncing around this shithole. Where else could a girl like me afford a house and a car?" Her face hadn't changed, but I could finally hear evidence of the harshness I had expected. Maybe it was the fact that at 25 she was already considered old in her line of work, or maybe it was just me, an outsider asking questions that could only lead to cliched answers. "You could work at one of the casinos," I said. "From what I hear, they're always hiring." She refilled her champagne, her naked breast jostling as she maneuvered the bottle. "This place is no different than the casinos. We're all a bunch of liars, just like them." I tried to shift beneath her weight. My legs were starting to cramp. "What do you mean?" She waved her arms toward the smoked glass wall that separated the Emperor's room from the rest of the club. "All the girls are so friendly and smiling and happy to see you. They dance and dazzle and tell jokes while they take your money. Inside, they hate your guts, each and every one of them. They think you're a sucker and a mark." The vitriol was out of place on her girlish face. "The casinos are exactly the same. They give you glitz and flash and glamour, but inside, beneath the smiling faces, they hate you. They know you're a greedy bastard, and they use it to get at your money. They lure you in and rob you blind, and they laugh at you when you leave, every one of them. They laugh and try to figure out ways to get you to come back." She downed her champagne and put the glass on the floor next to the couch. She put her hands on my shoulders and looked me right in the eyes as her toned body started to undulate against my lap. "At least here you get something for your money. At the casinos, they'd milk you dry and leave you outside on the sidewalk if they could." I wanted to stop her, but it was beyond my control. Instead, I gave her the only response I could think of, the company line. "At the casinos, you have a chance of going home a winner." She shook her head, her mane of blonde hair dancing over my face. "Don't be naive. Nobody wins in Las Vegas. Kevin Lewis knows that better than anyone."